وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله we have this رسالة this class and the coming class until we finish it. رسالة of شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية call قاعدة في الصبر. قاعدة في الصبر. The principle of patience. The principle of patience. This is risala is extremely important. If you read it and you understand it and you complete all of it and you disagree with me that it is important for every human, then I am wrong. Allah is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he made this great alim author of this risala. I believe many people who go through sadness and grief and depression, and even some of them finally, a'udhu billah, commit suicide because of the pain they go through in this worldly afflictions, calamities. If they would have read this risala and understood it and believe it, la ilaha illallah, their hardship and afflictions would have turned into peace and happiness and joy. الحكم في شيء فرع عن تصوره. It's because it's how you consider the affliction, it's how you understand it. It's the way you interpret it. Two people have the same calamity, but because their understanding of the reason of the calamity and why it takes place, they vary in their perception to it. Some of them, they accept it with happiness and joy. It increased them iman and submission. It increased them belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. Musiba, affliction, calamity, difficult, hardship, increase your iman and love of Allah. Yes. It's how you understand the affliction. Why it happened. Who made it happen. Why Allah made it happen. What should you do when it happened. It goes back to those things. But if you don't have sound understanding, and then it may be as it is, calamity on your soul, on your body, on your wealth, on your time, in your life, even in your family. This risala is really very important. And every time you read, no doubt you increase iman. Why? Because this risala is deen, is a religion. Shaykh talks about religion, talks about ayat, hadith. And it is known when a believer is reminded, he increases what? What he increases? Iman. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah said, remind, for reminding benefit the believers. That's if you were truly believers, that we benefit from the reminding. We benefit from the reminding. Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, this maktaba who translate into English, they make a small introduction for the Shaykh. I want one brother read it, just the introduction they made it, to just have a little background about Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah.
Bismillah. All praise is due to Allah, and may His peace and blessings be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his believing household and companions. As for what follows, Abu Abbas Taqiyuddin Ahmed bin Abdul Halim bin Abdul Salam Al-Hirani, better known to the world as Sheikh Al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, died at the age of 67, having spent his entire life serving Islam and its science. He spoke the truth as he saw it after careful investigation of the Quran, Sunnah, and statements of the Imams of the Salaf, and he would issue fatwas and author books based on them. His enemies and enviers did their utmost best to vilify him before the leaders of the time and accuse him of various blasphemies and transgressions in the religion. As a result of their schemes, Ibn Taymiyyah was imprisoned on 7 occasions and served sentences which totaled approximately 5 years and some days across the last 35 years of his life. It was also in prison that his soul was returned to its maker. His student, Ibn Abdul Hadi, states, the period of his final sickness was 10 or so days, and most people were unaware of it, and so they were not taken by surprise except on hearing his obituary, after which there was severe sorrow and abundant crying and sadness. His close relatives and companions entered his cell, and the people crowded the gate of fortress where he was imprisoned and its pathways. The central masjid of Damascus was full, and they prayed over him and carried him to his grave over their heads. May Allah have mercy on him and be pleased with him. Ibn Taymiyyah's funeral was attended by 10,000 or so people. Some 10,000 or so people assigned an attestation to his greatness and his acceptance among the people of knowledge and the people in general. In this respect, Imam Ahmed reportedly said, "Say to the people of innovation, between us and you is the day of funerals." Although Ibn Taymiyyah was imprisoned so many times, he was never dismayed and continued to call to the truth, even if it was at the expense of people's pleasure. He was a prisoner, content with his Lord's decree, patient with what befell him and cognizant of the hidden blessings of being imprisoned for nothing but a true and righteous cause. During the year 709, Ibn Taymiyyah was released from the prison in Egypt and honored by Sultan Nasser, who had been absent from Egypt and was unaware of what had transpired regarding his imprisonments. The Sultan sat with Ibn Taymiyyah in private and showed him some fatwas written by his enemies stating that he should be executed. The Sultan offered to execute some of Ibn Taymiyyah's enemies as a punishment for their transgression against him. But instead of taking revenge, Sheikh al-Islam praised them and said, "If they are gone, you will never find in your land those who are similar to them. As for me, then they are acquitted with respect to my right and my own self." This indicates Ibn Taymiyyah's tremendous tolerance over his enemies and his mercy for them. By pardoning them, he managed to save their lives. When this news reached Qadi ibn Makhluf al-Maliki, Sheikh al-Islam's nemesis, he said, "We have not seen anyone more forgiven than Ibn Taymiyyah from the people. It was not possible for us to carry out our efforts We have not seen anyone more forgiven than Ibn Taymiyyah from the people. It was not possible for us to carry out our efforts regarding him. But when he was able over us, he pardoned us." Ibn Taymiyyah's most illustrious student, Ibn al-Qayyim, who was jailed alongside his teacher during his final imprisonment, stated, And Allah knows that I did not see anyone live a purer life than him ever, despite what he suffered from imprisonment, restraint, and execution. He was from the purest of people in living and most open-hearted, strong-hearted, and most self-contented. The brightness of delight showed on his face. Ibn Qayyim also relates the following famous words uttered by Shaykh al-Islam during his imprisonment. What can my enemies do to me? My paradise and garden are in my heart. Wherever I go, they are with me. They never separate from me. My imprisonment is a spiritual retreat. Killing me will be martyrdom, and removing me from my land is tourism. Such was his contentment with his Lord's decree that he viewed imprisonment, rather all trials, as a blessing. He said, Allah has opened to me in this fortress during this time meanings from the Quran and many things from the sciences of knowledge which many of the scholars have been prevented from. And if I was offered the amount of gold equivalent to this entire fortress, it would be equal to my gratefulness for this blessing of being in prison. He reflected over his final imprisonment and said, I could never repay them for what has resulted from good to me in it, meaning the prison. The many instances of Ibn Taymiyyah's exemplary patience have amazed all those who have come to know it, of the trials he endured in upholding the traditions of the Salaf. To my delight, I came across a treatise entitled Qa'idah fi Sabr, included in Jami' al-Masail, a collection of Ibn Taymiyyah's shorter works compiled by our respected Shaykh and Muhaqqiq Muhammad Uzair Shams. Although the work is short, it nonetheless contains much benefit and lessons and illustrates Ibn Taymiyyah's psychological disposition, which strengthened him during his trials and tribulations, and furthermore showed him to find peace and contentment in situations where most would only fall in despair and depression. Perhaps it will direct us similarly when we face inevitable times of hardship and difficulty.
Jazakallah khair, Abu Bakr. So this gives us, this statement of Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah gives us a picture, image of his ikhlas, sincerity and devotion for Allah. When they threaten him and tell him that the kings are really now planning against him to do something bigger than what they did to, instead of frightening and fearing and thinking, he simply said, what my enemy can do to me? What can they do to me? They can only do to me one of three. They can either kill me, keep me in a jail, kick me out from my land, deportation. He said, each of it is good for me. If they kill me, shahada, I go to Jannah. If they keep me in jail, he said, fa'ibadah, I continue worshiping Allah. Plenty of time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recite Quran, to ponder on Quran. If they deport me, he said, fasiyaha, it's freedom of calling people to Allah. This is what it means, siyaha. I will have freedom to wherever they send me to give da'wah. So he said, what my enemy can do to me? How can somebody be in this situation except if he is for Allah alone? He is only doing that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if somebody looks his worldly reasons, the words there, then no doubt that he cannot take that position of being for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, when he talk about one of his, how he enjoy, what he feel, what kind of happiness he feels in some of his life, he said, if sometimes what I go through is what the Ahlul Jannah, people of Jannah receive, he said is sufficient for them. Some of the situations, rahimahullah ta'ala, he feel of happiness and joy. He said, if the people of Al-Jannah, people of paradise, only receive that, he said is sufficient for them. Subhanallah. He says this while he is what? He go through humiliation. He go through jail. He never married Shaykh Sam Taymiyyah, you know it. He never married. And with all other things, innovations everywhere, and a very having the upper hand when it comes to convincing the leaders of that time to beat Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, people of the Sunnah. And we, but with all this, he was in that happy situation. Because happiness is not physical, it's not material things. It's not if you have big house, if you have big car, if you have such and such material things, you're happy. This is not true, as many people are deceived with that. They think if you have that amount of money, mashallah, you made it. You should be happy. They see somebody having certain amount of wealth or leadership, he should be happy. This is not true. Allah said in Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. It is Allah who created the hearts. And it is He who knows the best, the situation of the heart. Allah mentioned that what makes the heart rest is what? His remembrance. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's known you find from the Muslims, poor person. Wallahi, he's poor, doesn't have. He didn't eat breakfast, he didn't eat lunch, he doesn't know will he eat dinner. Let alone anything else. His children are crying for hunger. But yet you see this believer very happy. You see him sick so much different. He goes through pain, but he's very happy. And even as I mentioned before, some people become Muslim. One of them now is an imam. I asked him, why you become Muslim? He mentioned that he become Muslim because he's encountered Muslims who are poor, who are suffering worldly, but they're very happy. And he said he was not in their situation, in difficult situation, and he was not feeling happiness. So he that's why he accepted Islam. He was seeking for success and happiness and joy. Alhamdulillah, he said he got more than what he expected. ولله الحمد. One of the الحمد لله إخوة السلفيين بارك الله فيهم. طيب. So this book قاعدة في الصبر principle in patience. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى جعل الله سبحانه وتعالى عباده المؤمنين بكل منزلة خيرا منه. نعم. جعل الله سبحانه وتعالى عباده المؤمنين بكل منزلة خيرا منه أي من الله عز وجل فهم دائما في نعمة من ربهم أصابه ما يحبون أو ما يكرهون وجعل أقضيته وأقداره التي يقضيها لهم ويقدرها عليهم متاجر يربحون بها عليه وطرقا يصلون منها إليه كما ثبت في الصحيح عن إمامهم ومتبوعهم الذي إذا دعي يوم القيامة كل أناس بإمامهم دعوا به صلوات الله وسلامه عليه أنه قال عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله عجب ما يقضي الله له من قضاء إلا كان خيرا له إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له فهذا الحديث يعم جميع أقضيته لعبده المؤمن وأنها خير له إذا صبر على مكروهها وشكر لمحبوبها وأنها خير له إذا صبر على مكروهها وشكر لمحبوبها بل هذا داخل في مسمى الإيمان فإنه كما قال السلف الإيمان نصفان نصف صبر ونصف شكر كقوله تعالى إن في ذلك الآيات لكل صبار شكور. الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى ابن تيمية أحمد بن عبد الحليم الحراني by the way can we remember one of his students one single student Yes? Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah. Allahu Akbar. Ibn al-Qayyim. Another? Yes? Ibn Kathir. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا إِبْنُ كَثِيرٍ What do you know about Ibn Kathir? Allahu Akbar. Another one. They stars. These students are stars. Ibn al-Hajjar al-Asqalani, لا. لا. نعم. الإمام الذهبي. Allahu Akbar. الذهبي, the gold. And he really was gold. إمام ذهبي, صاحب السير. وغيره من الكتب. الذهبي. Allahu Akbar. Zahabi is the one, Ibn Hajar, that great alim. When he was drinking Zamzam, he think about the dua. When you're drinking water of Zamzam, inshallah, is for the reason you drink it. So he drink for water of Zamzam in order Allah to give him the memorization of Imam Zahabi. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, Sahib al-Fath al-Bari, the best book of explanation for Sahih al-Bukhari we have today. That Alim Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, who is Jabal Alim. You know Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani himself? Al-Imam al-Bani said about Ibn Hajar, لم ترد النساء مثله. Woman didn't give birth like him, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. That Ibn Hajar, he says, he drink water of Zamzam in order Allah to give him the memorization of Al-Hifz of Dhahabi. So that Dhahab is one of the students of Ibn Qayyim, Ibn Taymiyyah. Another student, Ibn Abi Hadi, Sahibu Sharih al-Tahawiyya. Ibn Abi Hadi. Also, Ibn Rajab, Sahibu Fath al-Bari. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. Ibn Abdul Hadi, yes, Ibn Abdul Hadi, not Ibn Abi al-Izz. Ibn Abdul Hadi, and many others, ulama, because he was alim, rahimahullah, alim, every subject, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, every subject. There are some ulama who specialize in hadith. There are some ulama who specialize in fiqh. There are some ulama who specialize in aqidah, and the groups, and the manhaj. There are some ulama who specialize in Arabic language. There are some ulama who specialize in usul. And the like, Sheikh Sintan, he specializes in all of those subjects. The same way. Every subject. Therefore, I go back to the book, to the Risala. I tell you one thing, I only mention one time, I remember. One of the students of the Islamic, the Jamia University, one day he asked me a question, he was my classmate. We were reviewing a test. And then he asked him one time, I have a question. He said, this group called Ibn Taymiyyah, where are they? Where do they exist? You know, in the Jamia Islamiyah, when they teach you the groups, Asha'ira, they teach you Mu'tazila, Khawarij, they tell you where do they live today? Who is their leader? Naam, what's their principles? And the like. So this student, he asked him one day, the group called Ibn Taymiyyah, where are they? I didn't understand the beginning. I said, what do you mean? قال ما هذه الفرقة فرقة Ibn Taymiyyah أين توجد? This was his question. Where do they exist, this فرقة Ibn Taymiyyah, group of Ibn Taymiyyah? I said, what do you mean, group of Ibn Taymiyyah? He said, Ibn Taymiyyah. I said, you're talking about Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah? He said, yes. He said, what do you say? Where are they? I said, Ibn Taymiyyah is one individual. He's one alim. He said, how can it be? Because when we, in hadith, we take Ibn Taymiyyah. In nahw, in grammar, in Arabic language, we take Ibn Taymiyyah. Fiqh, we take Ibn Taymiyyah. Hadith, we take Ibn Taymiyyah. Aqidah, we take Ibn Taymiyyah, which is true. The same way. Yes. I say, yes, it's one alim. One alim, rahimahullah ta'ala. Even the kuffar, you know, the kuffar in their universities, they teach his books. Philosophy, they take in philosophy from him. Ilm al-Mantiq. Because he refused the philosophies. Knowledge, some of Sheikh Hussain, what he talk about, I talking to you, I can't comprehend. I cannot understand. I need detailed explanation and the ulama to break it down, to explain it, what they mean. Because you have to have muqaddimat, you have to have introductions for that subject, even to understand the terminology, the words he uses in it. Rahimahullah. فالمهم, rahimah, with all this, what was more precious is was Salafi. How many people knowledge in Arabic, they very knowledge in fiqh, they very knowledge in such subject, but the aqidah is not sound. To have the aqidah sound, Allahu Akbar. Rahma min Allah. فالمهم, so we should have very little background about him, rahimahullah. The Shaykh said, جعل الله سبحانه وتعالى عباده جعل الله, Allah made, Allah has made, سبحانه وتعالى عباده المؤمنين, he says, believe in slaves, بكل منزل, in every stage, خيرا منه, good from him. Every stage and every life situation that the believers go through, whether it is hardship or it is easiness, the Shaykh says, Allah made for them good. So he said, عباده المؤمنين, his belief in his lives. He didn't say general. So here it excludes the kuffar, believers. That every situation, the believer, the true believer is, the Shaykh said, Allah made for him good from him. فهم دائما, therefore, they are in always, في نعمة, in blessings, من ربي, from their Lord. The believers are always in blessings and favors and graces from their Lord. أصابهم ما يحبون أو ما يكرهون. Whether what encounters them is that which they like or that which they dislike. He will explain, inshallah. He said, وَجَعَلَ أَغْضِيَتَهُ وَأَقْدَارَهُ أَلَّتِي يَغْضِيهَا لَهُمْ وَيُقَدِّرُهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَتَاجِرَ يَرْبَحُونَ بِهَا عَلَيْهِ وَطُرُقًا يصلون منها إليه. He said, وجعل أقضيته, Allah has made أقضيته, his judgments, وأقداره, and his decrees, التي يقضيها لهم, which he judges on them, which, ويقدرها عليهم, he decrees on them. Allah made his judgments and his decrees on the believers, متاجر, trade, يربحون بها عليه, by which they profit from it. Whatever Allah decree for the believer of hardship or ease, Allah made a trade in which, by which the believer get profit from it. He benefit from it. وطرقا يصلون منها إليه, and Allah made pathways in which they reach him through to it. So all the decree of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree for the believer, is a way to Allah azza wa jal, is a market of making profit out of it. Matajir. يربحون بها عليه وطرقا يصلون منها إليه. And he mentioned the proof. How a believer benefits from whatever Allah decree for him. How the believer get profit from whatever Allah decree for him. Because we know believer go through hardships, sickness, poverty, lack of freedom, loss of wealth, loss of family, and so many things. How that can be a profit for the believer? How a believer benefit from that? On the other hand, believer has easiness and happiness, and Allah gave him, and that's the maturity what person is upon, is blessings, because the mercy of Allah is more than. So the Shaykh, he brought a proof for that. He said, kama thabata fi sahih, as it is affirmed in the sahih, in the sound hadith, an imam from their leader, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa matbu'an, their follower, the one they follow, alladhi idha du'iya yawm al-qiyamah, the one when they are called in the day of judgment, every nation is called in the day of judgment, bi imamihim, by their imam, by their leader, du'u bihi, they will be called by him alayhi salatu wasalam. So as it is authentic from the Imam and the one they follow, the believers, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one they will be called by him in the day of judgment, when every nation they are called by their follower. So in the day of judgment, everyone will have Imam. You either will be Imam, head of a group of people, or you will be a follower. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Imam. He will have followers. So those are the one the Shaykh, those whom the Shaykh is talking about. Prophet ﷺ said about the believer, عَجَمًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ عَجَبْ. This is the narration, word in the Shaykh mentioned. The word I memorized is, إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Amazing is the, with the case, with the matter, with the affair of a believer. Prophet ﷺ said that. It's very amazing. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ عَجَبْ. All the matters and the affairs of the believer is something to amaze with. مَا يَقْضِي اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ قَضَاءِ إِلَّا كَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Allah doesn't decree a decree on the believer, save it's good for him. Whatever Allah decree for the believer is good for him. Prophet ﷺ said that. How? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he explained. He said, in asabatu sarra shakar. If sarra, prosperity, easiness, befalls on the believer, shakar, he is grateful. Fakana khayran lah. So it's good for him. Wa in asabatu darra, and if a darra, affliction, befalls on him, sabr, he show patience. He's patient. Fakana khayran lah. Therefore, it's good for him. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said the case of the believer, the situation of the believer is something to be amazed with, to surprise at. Why? All the matters of the believer is good for him. All the affairs of the believer is good for the believer. How? Because if easiness touches the believer, it's good for him. Why? Because he is grateful to Allah. He shows gratefulness to Allah and is going to be a khair. What is the proof from Quran that if you are grateful to Allah in what he gave you of blessings, that it is good for you? Barakallahu fik Abu Damir. Abu Damir. Ayah in Surah Ibrahim, Allah said, La in shakartum la azidannakum. Lamul Qasam. La in shakartum. If you give thanks, if you give thanks, la azidannakum, surely I will increase it for you. Promise. Allah doesn't break the promise. You may not know how Allah is increasing it for you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it for you, either in this life or the hereafter or both. La in shakartum. If you give thanks, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, surely I will increase it for you. So everything good you have, in which you thank Allah for it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more of it. Allah will increase it for you. In this case, isn't it good for you? Yeah, it's good for you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for instance, give you $100, and yet you thank Allah for it, how do you thank Allah for having $100? Khalid, you have $100. How can you be thankful to Allah for it? First of all, spend it into the ways, path that pleases Allah. Okay? This $100, you spend it to the way that Allah makes lawful. You eat from it. You dress from it. You feed your family. You feed the poor. You spend to the masjid. The ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated, and you have good intention for it. Even if you eat, have good intention. You eat and say Bismillah. You finish, say Alhamdulillah. You eat for it to get energy to worship Allah and the like. So you thank Allah because you use this money in that which Allah made lawful. This is one thing. Another way? Yes, Ahmed. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through to thank. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ who gave me $100. Alhamdulillah. You thank Allah for that. You give shukr. Yes, you say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهَا لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say Alhamdulillah. When you eat, what should you say? Alhamdulillah. This is giving thanks to Allah. This is mentioning the blessings of Allah. The third way, now Hassan, give sadaqah. Didn't we mention that? Give sadaqah, it go under the category of using in the legal, in the correct way, yes. By spending in a way that doesn't displease Allah. It goes under the first point. Yes, Abdulaziz. Barakallahu fiqh. Giving the sujood, the prostration of thankfulness. That's, yes, when you have good news, you're very happy. That's when you make that sujood. Alhamdulillah. Naam, Aba Wail. Yes, you lend the needy people. It goes under the first category, which is to use in the correct way. We're missing still one thing. Naam. Naam, Abdul Malik.
Don't feel bad when it's gone.
Don't feel bad when it's gone. Very good. Yes, Ali. That's what I'm looking for. To believe it in your heart is from Allah. All the blessings. It's not just to happen. Subhanallah, some people they think they get because mashallah they struggle hard. They graduate, how many years they were suffering, that's why they make money. No, that's not the way. Some people they think because of they're very smart, they know how to earn. Some people no, nothing of this. Nothing of this. Allah decreed that for you before you even born. Before even Allah created the heaven and the earth, 50,000 years, it was in a book. So, you believe in your heart, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just to happen. No, it's from Allah. So, any blessing you have, you believe it's from Allah. And you use it in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated. And you thank Allah for that, verbally. Then you thank Allah, you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that blessing, and Allah promised to increase it for you. So in this way, you benefit from getting that blessings because Allah gives you more. How about the other part? Prophet ﷺ said, وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّا. And when affliction touches, befalls on the believer, صَبَر. He's patient. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. So it's good for him. How being patient is good for you? Who can mention ayah in Quran? That patience is good. Because we mention some of the proofs of the Shaykh's statement. How being patient is good. Naam, Amir. Baraka wallahu yuhibbu as-sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are patient. What are you looking for bigger than the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Allah loves you. Allah loves you. You get this love by being patient in the afflictions. By the way, how do you patient? How you, somebody can be, when are you consider you patient? Let we assume somebody's car is hit by some car. الصبر عند الصدمة الأولى. أحسنت. بارك الله فيك. How do you patient? How you show patience in affliction? نعم أخي. At the moment, what's your name, Akhi? Nashid. Barakallah, Barakallah, Nashid. At the moment it happened, you remain patient. Maybe my question is not clear. Yes? You're pleased with it. You're pleased with it. The Shaykh will mention, when it comes to sabr, there is al-qabu, there is sabr, and there is al-rida bihi, and there is a shukr. three levels when harsh affliction happen. The least one is to be patient. Higher than that is to be pleased with it. Higher than that is to thank Allah for that. To thank Allah for the affliction. You had accident, you thank Allah for having accident. But this is not for everybody. This is for special people. Prophets of Allah and very special people. They are in a level they thank Allah for the affliction. Why? Because they know what it means. It's a blessing from Allah to them. Tayyib. So the way to be patient, number one, in the heart, to believe it is from Allah. So you don't feel bad in the heart. You don't say, why me? You don't feel, no, you don't feel. You accept it. And in the tongue, you don't say something bad too. You don't say, why me? And in the limbs, you don't hit your face as some people do, crush their face, slap their face, and rip their hair, and throw the clothes, and start screaming. La, you don't do all this. Prophet said, when his son Ibrahim was about to die, what Prophet said, Prophet, he shed tears because of kindness and mercy to the child. He said, وَلَا نَقُولُ وَإِنَّا لَفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونُونَ وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِي اللَّهِ. And we are not saying except that which pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. So when affliction happens, calamity, you watch your tongue. You don't say something bad. You don't say something bad. It's not easy. So in the tongue, you don't say something bad. In the heart, you don't feel something bad. In the limbs, you don't do something bad. This is the list of being patient. Tayyib, if you remain patient, what do you get? What is the proof that you get? I already was mentioned, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Another brother mentioned another ayah. Yes, Surah Al-Asr. Which means, indicates, if you remain patient, you're free from lost. You don't lose if you are patient. Another? So many ayat, yes. وَمَا يُلَقَاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَدَّ الشَّيْخُ will mention that. I'm looking for one ayat in my mind. So many ayat about sabr, but I'm looking for one in my mind. Can you figure out that? إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with those who are patient. That's not the one in my mind. But yes, that's a proof for the sabr. Yes? وَاصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. The ayah in my mind is, وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. It's not that one in my mind. How can you figure out what's in my mind? Barakallahu fiik. Yes. Yes. The one in my mind is إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Indeed, those who show patience, their reward is given without accounting. No counting. You know, when somebody, sometimes, when someone is giving a sadaqah to the poor people, if you go Haram, Makkah, Medina, you may see people in line. So the good people, they give sadaqah to the poor. So they're in line. Some people, you may count how much you're giving, 1 riyal or 2 riyal, 3, 4. But some people, sometimes you don't count. Whatever you have, you give to them. That means it's more than what you counted. It's you are not, and with him, everything, Allah counts everything. Everything. But the ayah means Allah gives them so much. So much. Means Allah didn't mention how much he is going to give to those who show patience. The rest of the action is known. Allah mentioned it. You do one good thing, how many hasanat? 10, 2 more, 700. It's known. Sabr, no. It's like the sabr. It's like the siyam, fasting. Because fasting is sabr. إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. It's sabr, fasting. Can you fast without sabr? La way, no, you cannot. The water, you fresh water, cold water, you thirsty, you used to drink it. Tea, you used to like it. La, anyway, barakallahu fi. Ala kulli hal. So, na'am. So when you are, when Allah, when you show gratefulness to Allah for the blessing, that is good for you, because Allah said, in shakartum la azidannakum. And when you remain patient in the affliction, is good for you, because Allah said, "Inna ma yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab." Inshallah, the brother told me it already passed. I don't pass 10 minutes, so we stop it, and we have one inshallah homework, please, to memorize that hadith. Inshallah, at least 5 brothers try their best tomorrow night to come while they memorize the hadith. Ajaban li amri al-mu'min. This hadith is sahih Muslim. Memorize the hadith. بارك الله فيك سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك